So I've never done a podcast before for our station.
You haven't?
No. For anyone who's listening, Fabiana Marie is one of the most incredible people that I've ever met. And I feel like with our job, we get to meet a lot of really cool people. We get to
I totally did not pay you to say
no,
that. And
I
that's
did not.
Fantastic.
You did not. And you know what? We get to meet so many cool people through all of the different volunteer work we do or people that call our station. Like there are certain people that just stick with you. And you're absolutely one of those people that will stick with me for the rest of my life, Aww. Whether I live close to you anymore or not. You're incredible.
Just because I'm actually like, you know, just stuck to your face all the time.
Yes. You're just attached. So let's start out with who you are and what do you do? And I feel like you do
kind of
so
a
many
really
things.
Really open question.
I know. But one of my favorite things that you've ever said was your introduction that you gave at the Miss Pink pageant, which is where I first met you.
Yes.
You said you were fabulously fighting.
Yeah.
That, so let's talk about that.
Oh, that's
who
right.
you
yeah,
are.
Okay, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about why you've adopted that as your motto.
So I've been fighting breast cancer for 13 years.
Yep.
And somebody used that term of how I fought. They were like,
oh, someone described it to you that
somebody
way.
Described it to me. Yeah. They were like, oh my God, you're just fabulously fighting. And I was like, huh. I laughed at first.
You're like, I don't feel like it.
I was like, huh. Fabulous cancer.
Okay. Sure.
Oh, sure. And then as I thought about it, I'm like, nope. I get up every day. I put makeup on my face. Mm-hmm. I go out and do my stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I kind of adopted that. But I adopted it because I looked around at all of these amazing women that were fighting and just doing amazing things.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be cancer. Like everybody has a story. Everybody has an adversity. But I look at all these amazing women that are doing it and doing it so well every day. So I adopted the Fabulously Fighting movement.
Yes.
Which ultimately became my book.
Yes.
And the name of the book. And it's just, it's kind of taken off.
So you also have a daughter who's 13 or 14?
She's 13. She'll be 14 in a couple weeks.
Right. And so right around the time that you have your daughter is when you discovered that you have cancer.
Yeah. She was a year old.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that I had a lump, had anything.
Okay.
And I went in for a breast reduction because I have an autoimmune disease,
oh, wow.
lupus. So I'd gone in for a breast reduction and that's when we found out. So I literally went in and then all of a sudden they saw something and they were like, okay, yeah, we're going to do a mammogram. Oh, now we're going to do an ultrasound. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, today we're going to also do a biopsy.
Right.
And within 24 hours, we knew that I had cancer.
You know, my cousin was diagnosed with stage 3 and thank God she's still here to this day. But, you know, there are days where you're tired, you're exhausted,
yes.
and you just can't do it. And one of the most incredible things about you is that you never give me that impression, but you're always very honest about what you're going through.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. Yes. And I've tried to do that happy balance of this is who I am on most days.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy-go-lucky. Like, I know me.
Yeah.
But the days that are really bad, I'm going to tell you about. Because it's not all sunshine and rainbows. And I don't want everybody to think, oh, well, I can't do what she's doing.
Right.
Because, yeah, no, I have those days, you know, a lump of days that I'm like, okay, please don't touch me. Please don't talk to me. Please just zip it.
No, but, and I think that's one of my favorite things about you. As soon as I met you, I just felt like I connected with you just immediately. You have this kind of personality, which I think anyone who's listening can figure this out. You're like a spark and people are, and it's amazing. I mean, you know, I've been hosting the Miss Pink pageant for 4 years now, this being my fourth year.
Yep.
And there's just something about you that has stood out to me as just one of the most incredible people that I've ever been able to meet. And I so appreciate who you are and how you open your life to us, and especially with your husband, who's the sweetest guy in the world.
He really is. Yeah, yes. He actually said to me the other day, he goes, "You got a really good one, honey."
Like, he knows it.
I was like, Yes, I did.
Smart man. So tell me a little bit. So let's get into your book and how people can follow you if they want to follow along your journey.
So you can always go to fabulouslyfighting.com.
Okay.
Something goes up every day, whether it's something of inspiration, whether it's a new product that I've tried, because I really try to look for products that are vegan and like what I'm putting on my body, what I'm putting into my body, like all, you know, recipes that are going up because we have a cookbook that's coming out.
They always look so good. I didn't know you had a cookbook coming out.
Yes, we do. We have a cookbook coming out probably later in the spring to early summer.
Awesome.
So we're working on that right now.
Cool.
But yeah, you can follow along at fabulouslyfighting.com. And then I'm on Instagram and Twitter,
yes,
and it's all at fabfighting.
Okay.
So.
Awesome. And tell me about your book, because I unfortunately haven't read it yet.
I know. I brought you a copy today.
I know. You're so sweet. You're so sweet. When did you publish this book?
So this book was published in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And how long had it taken you? When did you decide, hey, I'm going to turn, you know, my experiences into a book?
So for a long time, I sat on it.
Okay.
And then finally, I said to my best friend, I was like, okay, we're going to do this. And we literally held each other up in a hotel room writing this book together.
Cool.
Yeah. So I was furiously talking as she was furiously typing.
Yeah.
And yeah, we pretty much got it done in a couple weeks.
Wow.
From start to finish.
And so does it focus on, what exactly is the focus?
The first chapter is diagnosis.
Yeah.
And then we kind of dive into kind of how to put one foot in front of the other. And my husband has a chapter that he speaks about it. And my daughter has a chapter that she speaks about it. So it's really, yes, it talks about cancer, but it can be related to any adversity.
Yeah.
Because on any level, you have to have that partner with you,
you
and
too.
You have to, whether it's your husband, whether it's a friend. Whether it's
yes. And you're not alone. And I think that's one of the most common points of feedback that we hear in volunteering with Miss Pink is that so many women, so many men, whatever you're going through, you feel like you're the only person that's going through it, even though statistically, you know, that's not true.
Correct.
But somehow you feel like, no. It's just me. And, you know, my mom was diagnosed. She had very early stages. We were very, very grateful we found out so early. It was,
Which is great.
Yeah, they called it basically advanced stage zero. Like, truly.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but point is, she was one of these people who chose not really to tell anybody.
Yes.
You know,
and I do know a lot of women that do that. Yes.
And it's all in, everyone handles it differently.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is that you aren't alone. And I appreciate that you and your husband have offered such a great support system to one another and to your daughter. Because it affects everybody in your family. Absolutely.
Which is why we do a lot of, like, we were doing a lot of lives together.
Yes.
And
I
we
saw
were,
those.
Yes. Yep. So we were doing a lot of lives, and a lot of people were chiming in and they'd ask us questions. And we weren't talking about cancer. We were just talking about everyday life.
Yeah.
So.
Because life goes on.
Yes.
It's not like you're like, hold on, I got to pause until I'm done with this treatment. You've been in and out of different types of treatments for 13 years.
Yeah.
And so you've done everything you said, right? You did chemo. You've also done like a more holistic approach.
We've done it all for 13 years.
Yes.
I've been in trial studies. I've had over 150 rounds of chemotherapy.
Oh my
At this
God.
Point, I've lost track. I mean, we're on a different chemo right now.
How are you feeling?
That's a loaded question.
Yeah.
So on most days, I'm pretty good. I'm taking an oral form of chemo.
Oh, okay.
But the problem is that where one of the metastatic tumors lies on my brain.
Yeah.
So on some days, the headaches are really bad.
Yeah.
So that tends to cripple me a lot of times.
Absolutely.
So, but most of the time, it's easier to be involved in stuff because you're not in that. You're not thinking about it all the time.
Yes.
You're not, you know what I mean? It's not in your face. It's funny because my therapist is like, okay, no more pink, no more. And I was like, she was like, no pink pocketbook. No, like, cause I was literally walking, talking pink.
Mm-hmm.
I was like angry at her for a little while. And I was like, nope, I get it. Because I'm talking about it every day.
Yep.
I'm writing about it every day.
Yep.
I'm listening to other women's stories. I'm helping out in the community with, you know, breast cancer awareness. And I'm involved in a lot of different organizations.
Yeah.
And so it's in your face 24/7.
Like we said before, it's not what defines you. It just happens to be a battle that you've somehow been assigned to face.
Correct.
While you're here on this earth. You're still a wife. You're
yes.
still a mother. Your daughter is adorable, by the way.
She really is.
She's such a good dancer. I've never met her. I'm like, she's so cool and I don't even know her.
She will be at the pageant.
Awesome.
So I'm sure she'll be happy to meet you.
Awesome. Let's talk about the Miss Pink pageant. So it's one of the coolest experiences ever, and I am not one of the people participating. So I want you to speak on that in a moment. But basically, you know, we've gotten these amazing women who are fighting or have fought breast cancer.
Yes.
And you guys are treated to this day of just pampering. You get your hair done. You get your makeup done, right? You go limo rides for lunch and stuff.
Yeah, it's like a limo bus. And then Nick, who's the co-founder of Miss Pink, is always filling the champagne glasses. Even when you're like, no, no. And he's like, oh, no, no.
But you get to just really let loose and enjoy for that whole day.
Yes.
And then after that day of pampering is over, that's when the pageant begins.
Yeah.
And it is the coolest experience ever. And we all file in to the Danversport Yacht Club, and you guys have this amazing runway that these pink warriors get to walk down. You get to show off your evening wear.
Yep.
You get to show off your daytime wear. And my favorite part of the night, which to me is the most important, is you guys get to give these speeches.
We do.
About everything you've faced.
Yes.
And there's not a dry eye in the room. I'm probably going to cry right now. I mean, I'm backstage when it's happening, thank God.
I know.
And I'm like, can someone get me more tissues?
I know. When I came off stage last year, your eyes were like, and I was like, shut up.
But that is just, you know, it's a room full of really strong women, badass chicks. That's why I have you on this program today. And it was created by Ashley Schultz. She's the sweetest girl in the world. She's a former pageant girl herself, which makes sense. And I love seeing all the pink warriors bond throughout that day. It's very special.
So you know what's funny? So I went in really with no expectations. So for 3 years, Ashley kept saying, you need to do it. And I was like, pageant? Yeah. Mm-mm.
Pass.
Past history. Yeah. I'm okay.
Right.
And then learning more about the program and being in Ashley's presence, and I finally gave in.
Yeah.
So I went in really with no expectations.
Totally.
I was like, okay, it's either going to be Sobfest 2017 all day long.
Nobody wants to cry the entire time.
Exactly.
And yeah.
But it wasn't.
No.
And the funny thing was, is all day, we really didn't talk about our stories with each other. So that night, you're hearing all these women's stories, and we're like whispering back and forth to each other. Did you know that? Did you know that? Oh my God. Did you know that she went through this? And blah, blah, blah. It's just, it's so incredible. And the relationships that I formed were, I mean, oh my gosh, I text with a couple of the contestants, like literally on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And one of the contestants today, she goes, I'm honing in my inner fab because I just bought a pair of glittery heels. And I was like, yes,
that is so you. I love that. That is so great. See, you get to inspire all these other people. And that's the best part. And so, you know, you guys all share your stories. And then at the end of the night, one person is crowned Miss Pink.
Yes.
And that's what you were crowned about this time last year.
It was.
And so you spent your year as an ambassador all around the local area, and
not even local. I was in New York.
I don't even think I realized that. I saw that, but I think I imagined it was for Fabulously Fighting. I don't think I realized, but it was both.
So when I got crowned, I wanted the book to help Miss Pink.
Yeah, totally.
So we ended up doing Barnes & Noble's in Burlington. Dominic there has been amazing. So we had two fundraisers. I'm so proud that we've been able to raise the money. But yeah, so anytime that I went, not just for Fabulously Fighting, it was
That's
also
awesome.
For Miss Pink. And I'm going to continue to do that. No matter what book comes out, no matter what we do, I'm going to continue that.
That's so awesome. And I just love that, you know, as an ambassador, you get to go and spread your story and spread the stories of these other women who are fighting just as hard as you.
Yeah.
And just really the Miss Pink pageant. I mean, we raised so much money last year.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I don't know the total. Yeah. I know it was over $20,000.
Yes. And so, it all goes back to women in these local communities who need help with groceries or getting transportation.
Yeah. They get gas cards and sometimes it's help with rental payments.
Yes.
Sometimes it's help with mortgage payments.
It is.
Sometimes it's a ride to the doctor and sometimes it's like a meal train.
Yep.
So it really is this community of pink, fabulous warriors.
Yeah. So if you're listening, we want to invite you to come this year. It is hands down my favorite thing I've ever volunteered with, period. That's why I continue volunteering with it year after year.
And she really is amazing as an MC.
Ashley, me? Oh,
yes.
I was going to say Ashley who created it, but thank you. That's nice. I appreciate it. Oh, that's really sweet. I really enjoy doing it. It means a lot to me, and I am so inspired by you and all the other Pink Warriors, and so I'm looking forward to it again.
It's going
to
be fun.
You have to pass on the crown this year.
No.
Oh.
No.
No?
Yeah.
Okay, you're just kidding. Gonna continue going.
I keep telling Ashley as soon as they go to announce it, I'm like, okay, thanks. And put
I'm
the crown on my
keep
head.
My crown.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Too funny. So it is April 14th at the Danversport Yacht Club. You can go to misspink.org and they will hook you up with tickets right there.
It's, yeah. 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 There's a link right now. And also right now, we are partnered with Love Your Melon.
I forgot about that.
Oh
Thank
my
you
God,
so
it's
much.
So
yes.
good. And it's
their beanies are
oh
so
God,
cute.
Oh my God, they're so cute. I love them. Yeah, so you can also go to misspink.org/shop.
Yeah.
And you can get that. And part of the proceeds goes to Children's Cancer.
Yes.
And part of the proceeds goes to Miss Pink, which
awesome.
Is amazing.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having
You're
me.
You're the best, honestly.
Well, I try.
I'm so, so excited. So if you want to check out Fabiana Marie, go to fabulouslyfighting.com. Thank you.
Thanks.